With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Next Friday, on December 8th, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's administration is scheduled to release new regulations to promote a new water pollution control system called pollution trading. It's a scheme originally invented by Republican policymakers that allows sewage treatment plants and other polluters to pay for the right to pollute more if they send cash through the purchase of pollution credits to other facilities that pollute less. The idea is to provide a market-friendly alternative to strict government limits on pollution from individual plants and to avoid government mandates to install better pollution control systems. Evan Isaacson is Chesapeake Bay policy analyst for the Center for Progressive Reform.
It really seems to be a policy more geared towards cutting costs than actually reducing water pollution.
With Maryland lawmakers set to evaluate this new system, a new report by the Environmental Integrity Project documents how water pollution trading systems already underway in neighboring Virginia and Pennsylvania create local pollution hotspots and undermine transparency and accountability for polluters. Me and my colleagues at the Environmental Integrity Project scrutinized federal and state records for 487 wastewater treatment plants across the Chesapeake Bay watershed. We found 12 sewage plants in Maryland that violated their permit limits last year, including in Salisbury, Frederick, Westminster, and Baltimore. The worst problems were at Baltimore's Patapsco wastewater treatment plant. It discharged 3.7 million pounds of nitrogen pollution into the Patapsco River, four times its permitted limit. A spokesman for the Maryland Department of the Environment said the state expects to issue penalties for violations as specified by state law. At least Maryland law allows penalties for violations like this, and the state is now mandating that these sewage plants be upgraded and modernized. Maryland also has open records that allow citizens like me to find out which sewage plants are breaking the law. This kind of accountability is not possible in Virginia or Pennsylvania because they use opaque pollution credit trading systems. In Virginia's Shenandoah Valley, the state allowed sewage plants in Front Royal and Strasburg, through the purchase of pollution credits, to legally dump 2 and 3 times normally permitted levels of phosphorus pollution into the Shenandoah, although the historic waterway is already overloaded with phosphorus from farm runoff and suffering severe algae blooms. Mark Frondorf is the Shenandoah Riverkeeper.
Nitrogen and phosphorus are the two primary pollutants that are being dumped. And they're being dumped because, quite honestly, it's cheaper, faster, better, easier for wastewater treatment plants to buy credits on the credit exchange than to actually upgrade their facilities.
Virginia's pollution trading system effectively keeps secret exactly who is selling pollution credits. Here's Frondorf again.
It undermines enforcement, and it also legalizes pollution.
The bottom line is that, for the sake of the Chesapeake Bay, Maryland should not follow its neighbors down the path to pollution trading. Although it is far from perfect, Maryland has a better, more traditional enforcement system that is more honest and transparent and is requiring more sewage plants to modernize and reduce pollution. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.